It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's awkward Tuesday phone call.
They say that you can't help who you fall in love with. Whether it's a coworker, whether it's your imaginary friend with one tooth named Chompy.
Really?
He's got a bit of a drug problem and an insatiable need to be pleased.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Or you could fall in love with the person that you were paid to flirt with, kind of like Heather, who's on the phone for an awkward Tuesday phone call right now. She has a friend of a friend who actually paid her $50 to go flirt with her boyfriend to see if this dude would cheat. And Heather took her up on the offer, tried to get him to flirt at a bar. They talked for a little while, but when she asked him for his phone number, he said no because he has a girlfriend. So as far as we know, the dude's faithful.
Yeah, he's a great guy so far.
But now Heather wants to call him and tell him what happened in hopes that he'll break up with his girlfriend and pursue a relationship with Heather. Heather, I didn't even ask you. How do you even have this guy's phone number?
Good question.
Yeah, well, I actually caught one of his friends on the way to the bathroom as I was leaving and was like, hey, I know this is awkward, but can I get your friend's number? And he gave it to me.
Oh, my God. What a low friend.
Yeah.
I guess the friend doesn't like the girlfriend, apparently.
Seriously.
So you got one person on your side. Jeez.
Right?
What's the guy's name, too? I don't even know his name yet.
It's Ross.
Ross. Okay.
And are you sure you want to do this? I mean, you said the whole reason you like him is because he seems like such a nice guy. And you're going to turn him into not a nice guy after this if he does, in fact, go for it.
Honestly, I just think he should know whether or not he would even consider dating me. I would want to know if my boyfriend was doing this kind of stuff.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hey, Ross?
Yeah, this is Ross.
Hey, this is Heather. We met the other night out at...
Who?
Heather, we met the other night at a bar. You were with a big group of guys, and we talked.
Oh, yeah. Hi?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How did you get my number?
I actually got it from one of your friends. I hope that's okay.
You got my number from one of my friends?
Yeah, I was leaving, and I guess, I don't know, the guy with the plaid shirt was, like, walking to the bathroom, and I just kind of pulled him aside and told him that I really wanted your number.
Oh, man, of course. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm really, really flattered that you want to go out with me, but I told you I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I totally get that, but that's not why I'm calling. I actually know your girlfriend. Like, I've met her before.
What?
Yeah, and I know this is going to sound really awkward. It's kind of weird for me to even be telling you this, but I just feel like you need to know that basically I met your girlfriend because she reached out to me through a friend, and she paid me to meet up with you the other night and hit on you. The whole thing was
God. Are you serious? Again?
Yeah. Wait, again?
Yeah, no, she's done this before. This is like the second or third time. She's got trust issues, and I'm a good guy, and I've never, ever even thought about cheating on her, but she keeps doing this. How much did she pay you?
$50.
$50? Yeah, for rates are going up.
Wait, so you've never, hold on, so you've like never cheated on her and she's done this to you before?
Yeah, no, I've never cheated on anybody. I'm not that kind of person. You know, she had some old relationships that were bad, and so she just, like, she's got trust issues. But I'm completely committed and in love with her, but this is just too many times. You know, she swore she'd never do it
again.
Yeah.
No.
It's just messed up.
Listen, Ross, I had no idea that all of this has ever gone down. I feel bad. She, like, painted you out to be, like, a cheating bag, and I thought I was just helping a girl. Like, I had no idea that this was this ongoing thing.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm supposed to, like, prove to her that I'm not cheating, you know? I don't want to be on this roller coaster anymore. So, yeah, thank you for telling me, and I'm done with her. That's it.
Wait, like, done with her? Like, you're like going to break up with her now?
Yeah, over.
Like,
over, done.
Done.
This is it. Yeah, I can't live in like this. It's just, yeah. Tell you what, if you see her again, tell her thank you so much for paying me $50 to set up my boyfriend. But tell her that it's over. I'm done. I don't even want to talk to her.
Awkward.
Whoa. Sounds like you've got a bad situation on your hands, Ross.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Who the?
Oh, what's up, Ross? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
God, Ross is being set up a lot, isn't he?
A radio show?
Yeah.
Hey, Ross.
What up?
I don't understand. Is this a joke?
No. Well, no, this isn't a joke. Heather wanted to call you in a segment that we do on the show called An Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue that you'd like some advice on, you can email us as long as you make a phone call on the air. And Heather wanted to call you to break the news to you that your girlfriend hired her to flirt with you.
What?
And it sounds like it's not the first time.
Oh, my God. You have got to be kidding me. So, on top of all this, I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got some drama, Ross.
Well put.
So what did I do to deserve all this? I mean, I'm just, all I'm doing is just being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Usually gets you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. No. So, Ross, that's the thing. I feel like you are, like, such a nice guy. And for that reason, I needed to jump in and I needed to just dish all this to you. Because I feel like you definitely don't deserve this.
Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, no, Ross, and I know this is going to sound crazy, okay? But do you remember when you told me that you thought I was super pretty and that, like, some guy would be really lucky to have me?
Uh-huh.
Can I take that $50 and, like, take you out for a drink sometime? Do you think we could, like, maybe go out sometime and get to know each other?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, Ross, now that you're going to break up with your girlfriend who thinks you're cheating all the time, maybe you want to go out with Heather.
Hold on. Are you serious? Are you asking me out, like, right after I broke up with my girlfriend?
I don't think you've broken up with your girlfriend yet, technically.
Well, I haven't. Yeah. So technically, I haven't broken up yet, but are you really asking me out right now?
I mean, technically, you're single now. I guess I am.
Wow.
What better to do with the $50 from your overly dramatic girlfriend than us get to know each other and like put that behind you,
that
you know?
That is such tainted money. Ross, oh my God.
I can't hold it together. I don't, wow.
Did you ever think of Heather since you met her in that bar? Has she crossed your mind?
I mean, I hate to say it, not really. I'm just was really into my girlfriend. I don't know. I didn't think of her. No.
I'm here now. I thought you kind of meant those things you said to me, and I thought we really had a connection. So, I mean, I know you just broke up with your girlfriend, but don't you get over someone by getting on top of someone else?
Whoa. Okay, I appreciate that you find me attractive and you like me, but this is insanely inappropriate. And I'm going to need, like, some time, any time at all.
You sure you don't want to just hop back into a relationship real quick? Like even before your other one's fully done?
Pretty sure. I think I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that makes
so wait,
too much sense.
Are you, like, I mean, is this something where, like, call me later, Heather, or are you totally disgusted with what she's doing?
I'm pretty much totally disgusted with what she's doing.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's just a little strange that you would ask me out immediately after I've just broken up with somebody that I was in love with. I mean, let me ask you this. Is the only reason you called is because you want to date me, because I'm a nice guy? Is that it?
Well, I mean, not completely. Yes and no. Yes and no. I felt like you needed to know what kind of girl your girlfriend was, and I'm sorry, but there was just something there for me, and you seem like a really nice guy, and maybe I'm even coming across, this whole thing is just awkward. You know what? This Tuesday awkward phone call just, like, I feel like is backfiring on me now, and now I feel, like, super awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm not saying I told you so. Not
yeah,
saying it at all.
I told you so. I think I'm going to go now, honestly.
Oh, okay.
okay, now I'm going to go break up with the girl I love.
Awkward. That sounds like that might be awkward.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, Ross, has enough time passed yet? I'm not gay, but do you want to go out?
All right.
You haven't said no yet.
He said all right.
Yeah, you said all right. Sweet. Okay, cool.